Everybody, I'm Dakota. I've been on the council for 5 years, and I'm joined with Emma, who's been on the council for, what, 1 year now? Almost?
Yeah.
She's the rookie of the group. Now, Emma, I got a few questions for you.
Okay.
It's not going to be that hard, honestly. Now what council member had the most influence on you joining the group?
Let me think about that. Probably when I got invited on the council, it was probably Christina, because she was telling me like all about how, like, what the Florida council did, what was gonna be required of me, and she gave like really informative details, and I was like, that really sounds like something that I would want to do. And so yeah, Christina definitely made a big influence on me joining the council.
So you would say Christina made a big impact on whether or not you would have joined or not.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know. Now, what is your by far the most favorite moment of your current time being on the council, since you haven't been here that long?
For me, it was probably the Florida Youth Council event in June when I met everybody. And
on the cafe?
Yeah, the cafe. And the favorite moment for me was probably setting up the booth with all of y'all and just like getting to meet everybody and being so welcomed into the group.
I'm going to be straight honest. The booth is not my favorite thing at all to set up. That thing is a beast. More power to you, girl. More power. I don't like that thing at all. But we do it because it's our job.
we That's have to very true.
I like being in sessions in the room monitors. I don't like anything. Well, I like going around booth to booth, but that's about it. Let's put this way. So what was your so how did you feel about our summit?
The summit was definitely very eye-opening. It was definitely very different from the Florida Youth Cafe event, because we were just in that one hallway and we were mostly in lectures all the time. Like, we weren't moving around like we were at the cafe. We were mostly in lectures, sitting and listening to somebody, but they definitely brought in a good key speaker.
Now, given the for you, no one as a rookie of the council, I imagine you would know that we basically are I'm not sure if Christina told you this or not, but the Family Cafe and the Florida Youth Council are run the cafe, the Family Cafe, but the Family Cafe's event is the Family Cafe. And the Florida Youth Summit is run by the Florida Youth Council. That's why we're basically like monitoring everything, and the cafe people were just like having fun.
Yeah.
You know how we were having fun during the cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you take the little switcheroo?
You mean from the cafe to the summit?
Yeah, like, how did you take the transition from it?
Oh, I definitely had to learn how to be patient more because at the cafe, I wasn't being like summoned to help someone every like 20 seconds. Because at the summit, like I was in the back row for the lectures because Nikki just like put us in a room and I was assigned like one room for three lectures. And everyone who was in that lecture that came in always came to come get me for something. And it definitely took a lot of patience because like I'm new. So I was just kind of playing it off like I knew how to do it, but I definitely like was like, what am I doing?
Now, do you think you would have done anything different if you didn't know how to do it?
Probably not, no.
So you wouldn't have done it any different.
No.
So that's exactly what I did whenever I was in your position. I was that little Mr. I got this, I can handle this. So they put me in like three at a time, yeah. That's why when you looked at me like, you want to switch? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Really? You set me up for that?
No, I didn't. But you looked at me like, you want to switch? I'm like, no.
I could have used the switch, though. I was exhausted by the end of that.
Why didn't you tell Christina? She's really good at that.
She wasn't there at the moment I came out the door to hold the door and tell you.
Yeah, but Josh was next to me, so you could have told him. I'm just kidding. Josh would kill me if he said that. If I said that to him. But he'd also laugh. Speaking of new things, how well do you think this year has been for council member?
It has actually been very good. I can't wait for the next Florida Youth Cafe event because I realize now, like, I know a lot more coming into these events, and I may not know a lot, but I know that I can definitely handle, like, whatever comes my way than when I first came in June.
Right, and I can tell a big growth difference in such short time from you being like this small, shy tiger cub to where you just wouldn't want, if someone would test your patience, they would like literally get not snapped at, but kind of get like tiger's eye straight in their face. It's like, don't test it. Just don't test my patience.
That's very true.
Like, some kids just need that don't test me look just so they know who they're messing with. Like, they just don't
Yeah.
understand. Like, for some, it's. They under For some, they understand and they just do it anyway. But for those who really don't
Yeah.
understand, it's kind of hard because you don't know if they understand or not. And,
Yeah. And
that's when.
I could definitely.
Get like one of the older experienced members.
Yeah. Because definitely back in June when I first went to the cafe event, I was definitely more like
Cold.
shy, quiet, and reserved. What where I at the summit, I was like really like outgoing, going and spoken.
You could tell that my tone has shifted towards the shy version of myself at the summit. But a lot of things have probably played into that too, leading up to that. But, and the council, all you can say why we've said on here, but, I've had it was fun. I could have done without some of the excess yelling, but
Oh, true.
and I mean, stress was high there, don't get me wrong. Now, there is one other question regarding this. Who do you see more as your mentor going into the next year?
You mean a member on the Florida Youth Council?
Yeah, on the Florida Youth Council, who's the person you most likely can look up to, like in your eyes?
You?
Me?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's a good answer or a bad answer.
I don't either. I'm just shocked, and because I have never had one person say me at all, because I'm kind of shocked to actually hear that, and honored.
And you should be.
You chose me over the others?
Well, definitely from the time that I met you at the Florida Youth Cafe and then the summit, like, I can definitely tell, like, you're a leader and influence people, and you have, like, really good advice for the new members like myself, and you just, like, definitely, like, bring, like, a positive energy to you, and, like, when I needed help with something at the either the cafe or the summit, like, I could, like, automatically ask you, and you would be like, you know, this is what I would do, or this is what, like, I would have done in your position that you're in now. So that definitely helped a lot.
Yeah, see, not a lot. Now, see, I've had that influence for me before. Like, I just want to bring a spark to the newer. See, the reason I did that was I wanted to bring a spark to the newer generation of council members, that they can just still be fired up later on down the road and not have to worry about questioning who, like, what they're doing and all that. Do you sense, like, you got, like, that good vibe going in to where you can, like, even when, let's say, let's fast forward 5 years from now, you might see yourself still on the council, right?
Right.
So let's say but for the newer people, like, be that helping hand. Could you see yourself passing on knowledge?
Oh, for sure. I may not have knowledge right now. I have a little bit of knowledge, but 5 years from now, I know I'll be, like, definitely more experienced and know more what to do. And that way, when new members come in for the Florida Youth Council, I can definitely, like, help guide them and, you know, give them some tips that I was given at in position at in this council.
Now, here's a question I want to ask the new members, not just you, and then I'll end things here. What do you see you and your fellow newbies doing? Newbies is probably a bad word for it, but council members, what do you think y'all will accomplish later down the road, even when the current leaders are not here?
I feel like since we're so young right now and we have, like, this influence since we're new, I can definitely see us, like, going out and getting the word out that, like, hey, you can be part of this youth council event, and, you know, we'll really welcome you, and we can just, like, start this, like, whole revolution of people who can, like, support what we're doing.
Right.
I am so sorry. That is my cat. Get out.
Trust me, I've
heard. Okay, he doesn't want to get out, apparently.
Don't worry about that. Cat's gonna bother anything. Now, I will say that the era I've been through a lot of, I've been through quite a few youth advisors in my short 5 years on the council. And I would say by far, Nikki is the best. There won't be another like her, I'm betting, and there will never, and because she's phenomenal. 100% phenomenal. And anyone who can tell you differently, I'm sorry. They're just crazy. Because Nikki gives you like the absolute best advice possible as well. And that's another person I would strongly suggest you look up to.
Oh, for sure.
Because when your person is not gonna, doesn't have the answers, Nikki or Lori or one of the Illuminati will have it.
Yeah.
Most likely the Illuminati would probably be having like, would probably help mentor the younger ones, but the experienced ones need to jump in and help as well. See, that's always been the case, because you don't just do one thing, because your mentor is not always going to have your answer. Another council member may. And clearly, that was the case with you at the cafe, where Christina didn't have the answer that you were looking for, where I did. But there's a lot of answers that I've gotten in the past that I didn't know that I went to Christina for. So, but I think Derek was my mentor at the time, and then Christina just ended up as my mentor. But times are different.
Yeah.
I don't think you can jump mentors like that anymore. But yes, I'm excited for my time to come whenever I can be that absolute mentor to someone like Christina, Chevy, Derek. Like, it'll be another 5 years before that can happen, but it will be an exciting 5 years. And I can tell you this much, that you care a lot about the FYC. I care a lot about the FYC. And I could probably speak for the whole FYC for themselves, saying we all care about it and we want to grow. But it also takes a lot of work and commitment. Wouldn't you have to agree with that?
I definitely agree with that.
Hey, we're sorry about that small interruption.
That's okay.
Closings. Moments. It just decided to. My phone decided to lock up. So let's. Let me ask you this closing question. And now overall, how well do you think um Well, you weren't in any sessions at cafe, were you? Besides,
More.
well, let me put this way. If you weren't in any set sessions, other than the ones that everyone was required to be at, how well would you rate how well you did presenting yourself as a new member?
Probably about a 4.
A 4? How come?
Yeah. How come? Because I feel like I was so, like, quiet and, like, shy to, like, even speak up. And I was in, like, a room full of people. And I was just kind of, like, terrified. So I could have done a lot better with presenting myself.
Next year, how do you hope to present yourself?
Definitely a lot more outspoken and more informative than what I presented at the Florida Youth Cafe.
Well, we look forward to to seeing you grow. And I look forward to having you back on another episode. And hopefully also on an episode of the FY cast. With that being said, I want to thank you, Emma, for being a part of All About the FYC's podcast today. And I will catch you next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
Bye.